Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do, and you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable. And I hope you enjoy it. Okay, she thinks like she's Miss High Style, you know, Fashion Runway, New York Fashion Week. No, you're not, okay? Plus, she's wearing all the, you know, designer label scarf and designer this and designer that, trying to portray this image of, you know, she's high style. Meanwhile, she's looking trashy and trampy. And on top of that, on top of how she's dressing, okay, the girl does not know how to conduct herself, or shall I say the woman, because she's like 44, 45 years old. She should know better. She should know better. She's been married before. She's not a young kid. She's not a young girl. She should know how to hold herself. Instead, she's falling to pieces. This girl is the epitome of what you call a desperate woman, just basically crying at the table with her sister, you know, I just want love and I feel like he doesn't love me. And first of all, you don't do that with a guy that you like. You don't hold yourself. Have some class, hold yourself like you're something. Because what guy is going to want a girl that falls to pieces like that? You're making yourself look bad. Well, obviously she's had too much to drink and all the emotions were coming out and coming out. And now you got this guy, Tom, okay, who in my opinion is a narcissist, because if you notice a couple of the comments that he makes, everything's about him. He didn't want to go to Albania. That was not what he wanted. And he was complaining and everything about her, you know, having her emotional breakdown, how it was affecting him. Everything was about how it affects him. He seems like a very self-centered player type of guy that's just going along for the ride. He's probably another one that just wants to be on the show for publicity. All right. And on top of it, the evil thing that he does is he tells her, oh, well, if we would have went to Albania, I probably would have proposed to you. No, he wasn't going to propose to her. In the beginning, he was saying he didn't even know if he wanted a relationship with her. Okay? But to be mean and stick it to her and really hurt the girl, he goes and says he was going to give her a ring because he knows that she was dying for that ring. All right? So how cruel a person is that? Why would you even want somebody like that? I mean, he's just horrible. Ugh. So, I mean, and her sister is putting her down every chance she can. So obviously they have this competition going on. the sister's all lovey-dovey with her fiance, Florian, who's like this 26-year-old nobody that she's trying to portray. Oh, he's a model. He's this and that. He's a nobody, okay? And on top of it, she keeps putting her sister down in front of Tom and making her look worse, okay? And Tom, it should have her back. Tom should have Darcy's back and not let Darcy's sister talk to her that way. I mean, it's just so creepy, the whole scenario. I mean, in a way, you have to feel bad for Darcy, although she's one of those cases that you say she did it to herself, okay? Because like I said, she's almost 45 years old. She should know better. She's been married. She's been out. And on top of it, doesn't she care how Jesse, her ex, is, what he's going to think when he sees that episode of her, like falling up to pieces? He's going to be laughing hysterical and saying, oh boy, I'm glad I got rid of her. I mean, the girl really, I think she needs some major therapy. Seriously. She needs some major, major therapy. Now, moving right along, we're going to go to Rebecca and Zayed, okay, in Tunisia. Here we got Zayed, who's 26 years old, no job, another loser, okay? And you have Rebecca, who's been married 3 times, great track record, by the way, 3 times, all right? And again, she's worried that, you know, Zayed's sister won't like her and everything like that. Well, you know what? Like I said, she's another Angela case. You could put a bag over her head. It wouldn't matter. Because, lady, he doesn't care what you look like, what you did, anything. They want to come to America, okay? They want to go where the money is. It's the American dream. And obviously, he's looking to live off her because he's trying to get every buck out of her. He asked her for the money and he went and bought her own engagement ring with the money she gave him, okay? Then when she first got there, she had to shell out the money for the car, all right? So this is the beginning of what it's going to be, okay? I like the way she says to him, well, you know, if I take you over to America, you know, you can't just sit home. Of course he's going to be sitting home. Whatever he's doing over there in Tunisia, he's going to be doing the same thing in America, and he's going to be asking you for this, or is he going to ask you for that? And he'll probably be cheating on you on the side too, okay? That's going to be marriage number 4 disaster. All he does to her is say, I love you, baby. I love you so much. And she's like, oh, he loves me. I love him and everything like that, okay? But yet she has a mind of her own too, that Rebecca. I mean, when she went out with the friends for drinks with him, he wanted her to cover up her tattoo on her arm. And she deliberately took that jacket off, almost to say, like, you know what? I'm going to do what I want. And it caused a whole ruckus with him, starting with the other guy. What are you looking at her? That's disrespectful, this and that. But she didn't care. She was going to do what she wants. So that's going to be a tumultuous relationship in the making. That's another disaster down the road as well. And lastly, we have Caesar in Mexico. You guys, this guy, you know, he's really pathetic. He's waiting for the Ukrainian girl to come there. He thought for sure she was going to show up there. He is the epitome of a sucker, okay? So, I mean, she doesn't show up, and she took the money out of the account, so there was no money for the plane ticket. She's only been milking him for something like $40,000, and, I mean, talk about scam artists. He doesn't even know if that's her. That could be a catfish. He doesn't even know if that's the real person. That's how dumb he is. I mean, like, you feel bad for him in a way because he's like a hopeless romantic. But then in another sense, you say to yourself, you know what? He gets what he deserves because this guy needs a piano over his head to wake up. I mean, he's just oblivious to it all. He can't let go. Now he wants to go to the Ukraine to see her. He's hoping to see her face to face. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I was going to the Ukraine, I'd be like, look, look, you be, give me my money or this, you know what I mean? But instead he's going there hoping to convince her, like he just can't let go of this girl. If it is even her, it could be some ugly chick out in the Ukraine. That'll be interesting to see what she's all about. Oh, but I love the way he says, well, Maria, she's the right woman for me. How is she the right woman for you? Because she takes all your money? Because she never shows up when you plan a vacation? Why? Because she has sexy pictures? She's the right woman for you? This guy's thinking all about the bedroom. He thinks he's going to get some hot chick there, some hot chick, blonde chick from the Ukraine, and he's going to have this hot chick, you know, to marry and everything. He's delusional. He's living like in a bubble, that one. So, I mean, that's the roundup, you guys, for 90 Day Fiancé this week, okay? That's 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days, all right? That's Yaz's take on what's up and what's happening on 90 Day Fiancé on TLC, okay, you guys? Don't forget to subscribe to my channel, please, and have a great night.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey everybody, how you doing? It's Yaz, and I'm going to recap 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. They just had the new episode last Sunday night, and of course, I had to comment on it. So let's dive right in, you guys. All right, first we're going to start talking about Angela and Michael. Now, who doesn't love Angela? They love to rip Angela up. They love to rip her up because she's an older woman. She's a heavy set woman. She's harsh and abrasive. But you know what? You got to love her because she's real. She says it like it is. She's all heart. Although you wouldn't want to cross her. So now we have Angela and Michael. Angela's looking to get pregnant now to satisfy Michael because she's afraid he's going to go out and have a baby with another woman. Although she said no effing way would she ever allow that. But the thing is, she doesn't even have to worry about it because she could have a bag over her head. He's still going to stay with her no matter what. So I don't know why this woman is going out of her way to try to get pregnant. Okay, she's crazy. And then to ask her daughter for her daughter's eggs or to carry a baby, to me, that's like crossing the line. Like, she's really lost it. So, I mean, Angela, she's off the deep end. We all know she's off the deep end, but she's so entertaining to watch. So, that's what's happening with Angela and Michael. And Michael looks like he's afraid of her. And in the upcoming episode for next week, she looks like she's gonna go across the table and smack his friend. So she's not somebody to be messing with, all right? So you gotta love Angela. Next, we're moving on to Akini and Benjamin. Now, here's my take on Akini. Akini is this sweet girl over in Africa, and she's 26 years old, but she's got the mentality of a 16-year-old. And here you have Benjamin, Mr. Nerdy, straight-laced guy, Mr. Religious, sitting at the table with her, having dinner with her, and she's getting drunk, okay? So he's like, he's getting disgusted, and he's looking at her like, oh, could this woman be a mother figure to my kid? Well, first of all, she doesn't even want to be a stepmother. Duh, okay? She even said to him, I don't see myself as being a stepmother. So right off the bat, you're going to bring this girl over to America who doesn't want any part of being a mother for your 5-year-old kid. Plus, you don't even know she's got a drinking problem. You're sitting there and she can't hold her liquor. She's having one drink after another. And right there, I mean, does he look into the character of her, or does he just say, oh, you know, I really like her. I love her. I want to marry her. You want to marry her, but you don't know too much about her except that she's a nice girl. That's it. You don't know anything about her as far as being married, as far as being a mother to your kid. I mean, he's in denial, that one. And then he's got to pay this bride price. And I love the way he's so worried about her family not accepting him. Well, they're, of course they're going to accept him. They want his money. They want his money. They wouldn't care what he looked like. They're hungry for money. So they're going to give him some high bride price that he's got to pay. So here's an idiot going over there, sitting there sweating, worrying about, will her father accept me? Will her father? Of course he's going to accept you. You're an American. You could give her a better life. You're going to give them a lot of money. Yes, they're going to accept you. I mean, I don't know what these people are thinking. They're really like delusional. Then we're moving right along to Colombia. We have Jennifer and Tim. Now, Jennifer is this hot looking model in Colombia. Very pretty girl. She could probably get a lot of guys. I don't know what she sees in him, because with those buggy eyes and everything, he wouldn't be my pick. But I guess when you're living in Colombia and you're looking for a better life, he starts to look better, right? Now, he's on top of not being good looking, he's got a terrible personality. He's Mr. Miserable. She's trying so hard, and I have to give it to her. She's really trying hard to try to bond with this guy. He's not even looking to touch her. I personally think, you know, he's gay and he's not into a relationship with her. And my take on this is that he's doing this all so he could be in the limelight and on the show, because he's showing absolute no interest in her at all. Here's a guy who comes down to Colombia. Now, he's done this before. He dated another Colombian girl in the past. And he's not even trying. He doesn't even want to kiss her. He's almost like turned off by the thought of kissing this beautiful girl. So there's something wrong here, okay? This is not just a guy being shy. You don't go all the way down to Colombia and you don't even want to put your arm around somebody or be affectionate with the girl. So the girl now is like saying to herself, what's wrong with me? You know, I'm trying everything. She's trying to do all these different things with him, like take the ride that goes up in the air. He didn't want any part of it. He turned his face. And I don't blame her for getting mad. You know, here she's trying to get together with this guy, and this guy is just miserable. I mean, if I were her, I would have been like, goodbye, you know, I'll see you later. I'm not dealing with this. I mean, especially if this is the beginning of the relationship and that's how he's acting, just wait till later on how miserable he'll be. Because you know what? They're always nice in the beginning. So if he's starting out to be miserable and a Debbie Downer, it's only disaster later on. So she's better off just like throwing in the towel with that guy. Now, moving along, we have Omar and Avery. Now, Omar, here's my take on Omar. Omar's from Syria. He's like saying he's in love with Avery. I haven't seen this guy show her 1 ounce of affection. Okay? Here he is. He's married. He should be so lovey-dovey with her and everything. When you look at him and he's looking at her with his eyes, he's looking at her like he can't stand her. Like he's looking at her like, oh, look at this dumb American. She doesn't know that I'm going to use her to bring her over so that she'll bring me over to the United States so I can get out of war-torn Syria. Now, here you got this 19-year-old kid, Avery. Sweet girl, but stupid as anything. Dumb, okay? And you know what? Her mother's even more stupid, all right? I mean, the mother goes over there. They have the wedding and everything. The mother keeps commenting over every little thing when they're going through the Muslim wedding. Well, hello, your daughter's marrying a Muslim guy. This is the culture. This is the tradition. Why do you have to sit there and comment about every little thing, like you have to sit on the side, or you're not allowed to do this, or you're not allowed to do that? You should have known this all before you came over there. You should have known what their culture is, okay? You're talking about marriage here. We're not talking about going to the prom, all right? Duh. So, I mean, the mother is like dumber than dumb. I mean, that would be the day I would leave my 19-year-old daughter over there or to marry a guy like that. Then the mother leaves, and right away he's starting with his controlling, oh, well, you shouldn't talk, and, you know, I'm the husband, and, you know, kind of that attitude like know your place and everything like that. Now, this girl, Avery, she's in for a rude awakening. She has no idea what she's dealing with. And, oh, and I like the way he says he's never kissed a girl. Yeah, okay. Anybody who believes that is living in a bubble, okay? Of course he's kissed a girl, and I'm sure he's had women, all right? But, you know, a lot of stupid women believe that. All right, so that's the situation with Omar and Avery, another disaster in the making. But the best, you guys, is Darcy and Tom. Okay, here we go. They're like one of my favorites. You got Tom, this stick-in-the-mud English dude, okay, who's looking at Darcy like she's a babbling idiot, which she is, okay? She's sitting there, her clothes, her boobs are hanging out, okay? She's over the top. Every outfit she wears is like, she looks like a bimbo. Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about a great company that gives you cash back for shopping. They have all the major retailers on there. Why not get cash back? It doesn't cost you anything. They have Amazon on there. You could get up to 8% back for anything that you buy. You have Walmart, they have Macy's, eBay, Hotels.com, Old Navy, Home Depot, QVC. So check out the link. It's in my podcast details. It's tinyurl.com/askyazcashback. Okay? So shop and get money back for anything that you buy at the major retailers. It doesn't cost you anything. So check out the link in my podcast details and have a great day.